Well, it's time to talk food, and we'll start with a quick update from the Eat Out team. They, of course, being South Africa's biggest restaurant guide with more than 6,000 listings, and we always welcome our time with their head of content, Tessa Purden. Great to have you with us, Tessa.
Hi, Sophie. Great to be back.
Everybody's on tenterhooks because we know that there is a presidential address coming probably later this week. A lot of people thinking that it might bring with it further easing of the lockdown restrictions, maybe the lifting of the curfew, maybe reducing the constraints on capacity at restaurants. It's all speculation for now, though, Tessa, but I'm sure the whole industry must be desperate for the move to level one.
Absolutely, Pippa, but I think you're right. We won't know until it's set in stone. And so, yeah, I don't want to count any chickens before they hatch, but I think everyone is really hoping like crazy that the curfew will be lifted for sure. In terms of the seating capacity, I'm not really sure that's going to change much, but let's see.
Fingers crossed, and let's wait and see. In the meantime, Tessa, things are starting to warm up. There is a sense of spring in the air, and a lot more people are starting to venture out and get out and about. You've got a great article posted on your website this week about places to enjoy al fresco dining in Cape Town.
Yes, and it's one that usually does well every year around this time. I mean, I think especially now with lockdown, having been indoors for so long and just, you know, stuck at home, I think there are a lot of people who are just dying to get out and enjoy the open. And it's also, you know, we're also encouraged to be socializing outdoors in terms of COVID regulations. So that's something too. We're so lucky here in the Western Cape. You know, we have the amazing sea views all around us. So a few of the places that we're highlighting in the article are the Azure Restaurant at 12 Apostles, which is one of those kind of killer views that you just want to take everyone to. The Brass Bell in Cork Bay, that's an oldie, but a goodie. The Bungalow in Clifton, Dunes, also an oldie, but a goodie in Heart Bay. There's Lily's in Moody Point, that's really close to the sea. And then a few places with beautiful gardens. Starling's Cafe is a favorite of mine in Claremont.
Yes.
There's Cleve Street House in Gardens, Cafe Paradiso also in Gardens. So, yeah, I encourage people to get out and enjoy the sunshine when it's here.
When it's with us and not blowing our windows in as it was this weekend. Yeah. I was delighted to see one of my locals on your list of wonderful gardens, the Wild Fig in Mowbray. For those who haven't yet discovered, it's on the Falkenberg Estate and you can dine under the trees. They've got a magnificent courtyard garden with these huge trees, so it's beautifully shady and cool in summer. Really happy to see that making an appearance on the list. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners will have recommendations on which restaurant offers the best view in Cape Town. If you'd like to weigh in on that one, drop us a voice note to 072-567-1567 and tell us which is your go-to spot where you would take an overseas visitor to see the best view in Cape Town while enjoying a good meal. For me, there's very little that can beat the Cape Point Vineyards picnic section. And I know they have reopened after several months affected by COVID. So if you haven't ever been for a picnic there up against the hill looking over the bay of Noatuk Beach, it is exquisite and a wonderful picnic to go with it. So that's my recommendation. I'd love to hear yours. Before we're out of time, Tessa, besides that wonderful article on dining outside, you've also got a piece up about restaurant specials. And this is really, really important at the moment, not only because a lot of restaurants have reopened with great specials designed to lure people back, but also, of course, bearing in mind that the dining public, many of them have had their budgets severely affected by the lockdown. And this is really best of both worlds, giving you a chance to eat out on a budget and the restaurant a chance to get feet through door.
Absolutely, Pippa, you hit the nail on the head. You know, I think, yeah, for those that have quite a tight budget to work with, there are still options out there. So, for instance, the Hussar Grill are doing two courses for 130 Rand every single day of the week. There are a number of branches around town. And then there's La Parada that are doing five plates of their tapas for 299 Rand. Cliff Street House, like I mentioned earlier, they're doing a two-course lunch special that's priced at 175 Rand and a three-course lunch for 195 Rand. Tiger's Milk, they're doing two-for-one specials on their cheese and mushroom burgers on Mondays. So, you know, if anyone's hungry for a burger tonight, I urge you to go out to Tiger's Milk. And then Protégé and Fanchuk is actually doing a wonderful Sunday social suppers from 4 to 9 p.m. and they've got a variety of dishes that they're making available for R55.
Sure. That's a steal. That's an absolute steal. Tessa, thank you so much. You guys have done a lot of work putting all of this together on the site, and we couldn't run through all of the specials, but you'll find all the details on eatout.co.za. And thanks for tipping us off. We'll chat again next week.
Yes, Pippa, nice to chat again.
You too. All the best to the team at Eat Out. Tessa Purden, their head of content. And please do visit the website eatout.co.za for all the latest news on what's opening, reopening, offering new menus. Got something special worth reading up about? You'll find it all at eatout.co.za.